Today's gospel reading comes from Matthew 28, beginning with the first verse. And just in case you think this is a little strange, I'm using the Inclusive Bible this morning. Amen.
You're reading verse 1 through 109?
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry. You're not.
I was just reading the bulletin.
I sent you an email about that, but it probably didn't get corrected. It's right on the website.
This is truly, not only is this sunrise and not only is this Easter, but this is the craziness of our church as well.
Yes. We're so good at it.
Matthew 28.
He does crazy.
It is Matthew 28.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdala came with Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly, there was a severe earthquake, and an angel of God descended from heaven, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, with garments white as snow. The guards shook with fear and fell down as though they were dead. And then the angel spoke, addressing the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus the crucified, who is no longer here. Jesus has been raised, exactly as it was foretold. Come and see the burial place, and then go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee. You will see Jesus there. The message, and that is the message that I have for you." The women hurried away from the tomb with awe and great joy and ran to carry the good news to the disciples. And suddenly Jesus stood before them and said, "Shalom." The women came up, embraced Jesus' feet, and worshiped. And Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me." This is the good news of the Gospel of Matthew.
Amen.
All right. So, there's two things I want you to notice this morning. Actually, two things.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you.
That wasn't one of them?
No. There are two things. One, I want you to, in your minds, understand how this morning happened. What was the trigger that made this morning possible, that brought the angels to an empty tomb, that brought the world almost to a standstill? What is the trigger? The trigger happened on Friday as Jesus hung on the cross, and after all the chaos, was able to what? Say, "God, forgive them." That became the trigger for what we're celebrating this morning. And the reason I know that that's an important trigger is because when you look at the scripture, the angels, when they made the announcement, they said to the women, "Go talk to the disciples," right? Go give the message to the disciples. The ones that had ran away, the ones that had betrayed him, denied him, all those folks, right? Go tell them that he's alive. And then when Jesus appeared, and notice, I'm just going to say this as an aside, you can do with this what you want, that he appeared to the women first. Hello? He tells the women to go to his brothers. Do you understand the significance of that? That's what makes this morning powerful. Because the message for us is that in this day, we stand forgiven. Because we're forgiven, we can move on with life. It means that no matter how many mistakes you make, you're forgiven. No matter how many times you get depressed and think you got nowhere to go, you're forgiven. And it's in that forgiveness that we find new life. If there was no forgiveness from the cross, folks, there is no Resurrection Sunday. There is no resurrection to celebrate. And by the way, I'm not going to tell you, stand here and tell you, because I know there's people out there already going, hey, Pastor, this whole idea of forgiving, there's people that don't need to be forgiven. I'm not telling you that by forgiving people that you are letting go of whatever it is, or you're excusing, what they did wrong. Or that whatever they've done to hurt you is okay. Or that you have to stand in line to get hurt again. That is not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is about giving you life. That is exactly what Jesus gave us from the cross. Amen? We've been talking about the resurrection forever, about this new life that we have. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, you know what? That's what forgiveness is about. It's not about letting anybody off the hook. It is about you resurrecting yourself. The difference, the difference between persecution and affirmation is forgiveness. You persecute when you're angry. You persecute when you think you're better. You persecute when you need people to be under your thumb. But when you're able to find a way to forgive, not only those people that have done wrong to you, but those things that you have done wrong to yourself, then you move into that area of life, that area that we call affirmation. Affirmation. We pick people up. That is what Easter is all about. It is not about creeds. It's not about credos. It's not even getting into the debate about physical resurrection, non-physical resurrection, all of that stuff, folks. It's not that. What it is this morning is for you to hear loudly and clearly. Do not be afraid. For Jesus was dead, but in that forgiveness, he's alive. He's alive. He is alive, and therefore, this morning, you get to live too. God bless you.